SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's roll. Countdown to kickoff is on. The college football playoffs are rapidly approaching. Bowl mania is starting to pick up as we speak. The quality of play is starting to pick up. We've got Kansas and Arkansas on the board. We've got North Carolina, the Heels and the Ducks. We've got Mississippi and Texas Tech this evening. We've got Paul Bovey. We've got Dave Sharapan. We've got James Young, Jay Berman in the house, the Ranger Redhead, Cam Stewart. We got a full house. And we've got live college football action going on right now as we speak. I figured I'd kickstart the college football playoffs today by rocking the maize and blue. Let's do this thing. What's going on, Cam?
What's happening, Morenci? Yeah, good strong night to finish last night. Let's keep the train rolling. I don't know who you're on this in this game. I took Kansas, small play to the over in this game as well. I like the Jayhawks. I'm not sure you had in the first game, but it was actually a good start to the day. I had Duke, so let's keep it rolling. I know we swept the board in hockey last night, and let's keep things going today. Plus units is the way to go, buddy. Let's be on the right side of this stuff.
Yeah, I'm on Arkansas in this game. Arkansas on the money line. I've got the over in this game. And hopefully we're going to get some points, and boom, yes. There's a touchdown. Touchdown, Hogs.
Okay. There we go.
Touchdown, Hogs. And I've got a play-in on KJ Jefferson over 207.5 passing yards.
Nice.
There's 59 right there, 59-yard reception. It was 212.5, and I liked it at 212.5, but when I clicked it, it moved to 207.5. You know what? The wide receivers, a couple of wide receivers are out for Arkansas tonight, but – they've got Rocket Sanders, their running back, their star running back, Raheem Rocket Sanders is here. And KJ Jefferson, their star quarterback, is playing. Pittman's a great coach. This is a game. You know, they were talking earlier about, well, Kansas really want this. I think, you know, Arkansas want it as well. I think Arkansas have more talent, but Kansas have more of their players here. And a quarterback for Kansas is good. Daniel's a good quarterback. So let's hope we have a track meet here. Let's hope this game goes over. And let's start to knock them down at the alley. Look forward to seeing what Paul Bovey has come up with tonight. We got the Holiday Bowl. And I'll tell you what, the Holiday Bowl has traditionally always supposed to be a track meet, the Holiday Bowl, historically, Ken. That's supposed to be a fun bowl game. And they delivered this year with the Ducks and the Tar Heels, actually. Bo Nix is back for the Ducks next year. He's playing in tonight's football game. You know, the Ducks lost three games this year, but this is a program going in the right direction. This is a good coach they have in Lanning, much better than Mario Cristobal. Yep. Once he starts recruiting his players, they had a great recruiting class. Once he starts getting his guys in here and stuff, the Ducks are going to be a really good team. They're going to show up to play tonight. You know, it's a big point spread, Cam, but they could overwhelm North Carolina tonight.
I agree. I think it's a real tough game with the point spread, but I expect the Ducks. I'd look at their team total over too. Morenci, you're right. They have weapons all over the board. That loss to in the Civil War game to Oregon State probably left a sour taste in their mouth as well. I expect them and Bo Nix to play really well tonight. His point should be there. I don't know which game's going to stay under out of the other ones. Maybe the late game with Texas Tech, but I like a track meet in this one. There should be points in North Carolina, Oregon too.
Yeah, they're all massive totals today, Cam, these late games. And you got to figure, they're not all, it's not that easy. It's not just, oh yeah, they're all going to go over the number.
Exactly.
I would think if any of them, listen, the Ducks could slow down North Carolina. North Carolina aren't, that's a little tricky, that one. And Mississippi run the ball a lot. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. It's Bowl Mania, countdown to college football playoffs, NFL news as well. Derek Carr has been benched, and it appears his career is over with the Las Vegas Raiders because it's his fault that the defense stayed in the same pass protection coverage against Baker Mayfield and the Rams. He calls the defensive plays, but he's owed a lot of money. It's a business. It's a cold world. It's just crazy that they're going to take Josh McDaniels' word for this when Derek Carr is a better quarterback than Josh McDaniels is coach, Cam. So you're taking advice from someone who's not as good as at his job as the guy that you're replacing. You know what I mean? I'm not saying Carr is perfect. I'm not saying, hey, maybe they need a change. But what I'm saying is Josh McDaniels is not the guy. And I don't know, Cam, wasn't it just last year that that Bisaccia guy, Bisaccia's Pizza, had to be in the playoffs,
like the
and they were one play away from beating the Bengals in a playoff game with Derek Carr? So, you know, McDaniels, maybe you suck. And, hey, whatever, Davis. Let's call it out for what it is. They just don't want to pay Carr $30 million a year anymore. Fine. This is why Devontae Adams went there, to play with his buddy. Now you just threw his buddy under the bus. Let's see how works out.
It's not going to work out. And, is it their fault they blow more 17-point leads than any team in the National Football League this
year? That's coaching. That's not the quarterback.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's the Raiders are the worst second-half team in the National Football League, worst fourth-quarter team in the National Football League, and that's Carr's fault. You said it. Excellent point. Two Fresno State guys now, you get rid of his buddy. Brutal. Versace Bred was doing a fine job with that team, but, we're going to go for the glamorous hire. We've always said this thing was going to implode with McDaniels. We've been calling this stuff for a long time. I'm with you. You should have stuck to Versace. Your bread, the players liked him. You get rid of him. You're in the red zone versus the Bengals, too. You could have won that damn game. I'm with you, Morency. I think this is nuts. Ridiculous.
Well, it's going to be a downward spiral from here moving forward. They're a mess right now, but they're not the only ones. But all we can do is break it down from a betting perspective. A lot of crazy playoff scenarios coming into this week. Listen, that Carolina-Tampa game is for first place. You know that the New Orleans Saints aren't mathematically eliminated?
I know. They're horrible, too. I know. That division's just brutal.
If the Saints win out and the Bucs lose both games, the Saints win the division.
That could happen.
No one's really talked about that.
Exactly.
You imagine?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. Go blue! Go blue. All right, we got a program announcement as well. We're going to be on New Year's Eve Day during the Michigan Wolverine TCU Horned Frog football game with Harrison Sanford. It's Sanford and Son. I'm the son. Let's do this thing.
My boy Harrison.
We got to play the music. I'm sure you'll crack up. What's up, everybody? I am Morency. Let's do this thing. Sanford's son. What our Michigan coverage?
I know.
Sanford's son.
Accepting the award, Huggy Bear. What's up?
I think I'm probably Fred's crusty buddy, Grady. Let's bring in Paul Bovey now. You know Paul was a fan of Sanford and Son. Great show.
Right.
Paul Bovey steps up. What's up, Paul?
Listen, I was a big fan of Julio from next door. Remember
Julio?
You'd be
like, Julio, the Puerto Rican neighbor.
Hey. with the Mofongo. You know,
he had a goat.
The day. Yeah, exactly.
Fred sees a goat in the backyard. Oh my! What the hell's going on here? Fred was the best. All right, so we got the bowl game going on here. I know Paul, you're on the over in this football game. You got the over in the first half as well. But I tell you what, you were getting closer to hitting this. We're already at 24 right now, but you never like leaving points on the board until you've won a total, right? You can never assume anything's there until it's there. Kansas, listen, Arkansas scores. First, Arkansas kicks the field goal to start the game. Kansas responds right away with an easy touchdown. Boom. Arkansas gets that boom, quick touchdown back with a 59-yard touchdown pass. Then Kansas fumble the kickoff. Arkansas score. Then Kansas move down the field with ease again in like 38 seconds or something. They move down the field, and then Daniels lobs one up there, and it's picked off at the 10-yard line. And now here's Arkansas with the football again. And I tell you what, Arkansas is already at Kansas's 28-yard line. Kansas are having a big problem stopping Arkansas here.
They sure are. And Kansas moves the ball, and then they make mistakes. Arkansas, you talked about their speed. It looks very good right now. Morency, I expect the way things are going right now, this game to get into the 90s. Like, I don't think they're going to stop. Just saying.
It's 83.5 right now. What do you think, Paul? I know you don't have it on in front of you right now in the room. It's we're at 24. Look, I just got stopped on second down. I know you're not a chaser. You're not a degenerate weasel like me and Cam are, but we are. What do you think about the in-game total, 83.5?
No, I'll chase it if it's worthy of being chased. And you're only a few points out of the money right now. The thing is that Arkansas has more guys out. You pointed that out before. Their two top tacklers combined 195, 11 and a half sacks, 8 passes defended, and we all know Bumper Pool and linebacker Sanders. So I think Kansas will have they'll have a free roll going up and down the field. It's just a matter of whether they can convert in the red zone. And I'm in trouble here because I also have the KU team total over. I have Daniels over 200.5. I cashed already on first score in the within the first 5.5, 6 minutes. But I could see where Cam's going with this. I do see this game getting into the 90s. There were so many guys out for the Razorbacks. And look, Kansas has a respectable offense. They have weapons. Daniels, I can't really count on Daniels, and I think they should be using the running back more, Neal, who only has one carry to this point for 7 yards. And let's not forget about the running game because – Arkansas has given up a bunch of yards on the ground.
Man, Arkansas about to score here again right now, and I had to reset things. It's very frustrating. I want to get in on this over. I do. I think this. The Kansas aren't going to stop trying to score either, and Arkansas aren't going to stop. This is like quick. Like, they're making big plays. There's big gaps. As you talked about, a lot of tacklers out for the Hogs, and there's no disputing, guys, that Arkansas have the coolest names in college football, though, huh? Especially Cam for a linebacker, Bumper Pool.
Yeah, that's great.
Like your Bumper Pool. Their running back, Rocket Sanders. It's like, come on. Amazing. Raheem, but.
You know what? Got to be careful right there. I saw him going off to the sidelines. So hopefully.
Rocket Sanders? Down.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw him getting, like, he might be getting some treatment on the side. I don't know exactly what it is, but.
Third and goal coming up here.
Yeah, he looks like he's out of the game.
I actually have him over 22.5 receiving yards, so that's not good news. Just because Arkansas has one of their best receivers out in Hasselwood, so I figured he'd have to dump it down to the backs. With some people. But anyway,
Jefferson just scored. I'm kicking myself for not playing him anytime touchdown at plus 120. I knew he was going to get in. Jefferson just punched one in.
Yeah.
He's good, Cam. KJ Jefferson's a good quarterback.
I like KJ. Oh, he's huge, too. That's another thing. Like, you look at Kansas, he's just like, whatever. He's a monster.
He's like 6'4", 225, this kid.
Yes, and yes, he's like, when you hit him, you get hurt. He's like basically a linebacker playing quarterback. So another touchdown for Arkansas. I don't see this thing stopping. If KU can figure out the red zone offense, it's just going to go back and forth. No, Morency, I still like chasing. I think we get into the hundreds. Not going to back down.
Arkansas. They're not the type of team that's going to take the pedal off the metal. Like, they're not.
No.
Like, if they can hang 60 today, they will, right? It's about recruiting and reputation, and they're not playing around. They didn't have the best year that they wanted either. They'd like to end on an explanation point like this. So they went 73 yards and 411. It's 23-7 right now, extra point pending. With 23 seconds left in the first, we're rolling.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that projects out to 120 points. So I think that 83 is looking good. Probably up to 87, 88 now, I'm sure.
86 and a half.
Okay. Yeah. So there you go.
86 and a half. Okay. So extra point coming up here at the AutoZone Liberty Bowl. Me and Cam's friends hope they're enjoying themselves. Great committee. Great guys.
Down love those guys. Bowl. Yeah, I like the Liberty Bowl guys. Nicest guys we met.
Much less stuck up than those guys from the Rose Bowl, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Popping their cigars in the hot tub. Thanks for the drink, guys. Appreciate it. We'll see you at the bar.
And I think we were there. The Rose Bowl guys were all right. You know who was? We were there with the BCS committee guys. It was the BCS guys we looked over. It's like, man, look at those BCS guys. Paul, me and Cam were in a Miami ballroom in Miami before the national championship. And to be there, you had to represent somebody. Like, it was like a VIP deal for real. It's like the president, like the Pac-12 was there and the Rose Bowl committee. Like, cool. So it's all the committee people and everything. And me and Cam, we're representing the International Bowl from Toronto.
Right.
So we're sort of at the bar and we're like, man, this place, like, me, Cam, and like the Liberty Bowl guys, the Cure Bowl guys, like all the other sort of the New Orleans Bowl guys, we're all complaining about the prices at the hotel and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
We're like, man, this place is expensive, man. We're having drinks.
$17 Heineken.
We look over, even the Liberty Bowl, all us guys, we're like, look at those Rose Bowl guys and Orange Bowl guys having their cigars and their cognac in the rich part of the room. You know, exactly. We were in the Liberty Bowl part of the room, Paul, you know what I mean? There's levels to this stuff. Me and Cam weren't having cigars with the head of the BCS committee.
No.
We were hanging with the head of the Liberty Bowl, but he was a cool dude.
He was
a cool dude. All right, so I'm enjoying this. It's nice to be on the right side of an early start here, but you never know. A lot of football left. I just bet the in-game over 86 and a half. Kansas back to pass. We'll keep our eye on this. So, Paul, both quarterbacks are playing here tonight. Ducks and the Tar Heels, Holiday Bowl, San Diego, California. 75 and a half is the total of this football game right now at FanDuel. What are your thoughts on this matchup?
Well, First 5.5, 6 minutes, I think you'll see a score. And Bo Nix coming back for his senior season. Both these guys are going to be very motivated, but I give the edge to Oregon just because North Carolina has so many guys out. And we'll get back to it on the other side. But, hey, I think you're going to see some points here.
Let's talk some college football props. Let's go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Morency. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays. Are we in the Kwanzaa now as well? We might be. Kansas moving the ball right now. They're at midfield. It's 24-7. The second half has just begun. But we've got more games coming up, and we've got other sports to break down. We've got a lot of stuff to get to. But I don't know. I'm looking at Paul's picks here, and I appreciate you sharing your picks with me, Paul. And I don't know if this is your picks or I somehow have Cam's golf picks or something. Or this is a CVS pharmacy bill because it's a long sheet. I'm like, oh. Yeah. You know, you go to CVS, you come out, you man, look at this bill, man. It's like,
I know, it's like,
this?
Like hey, why do you trim your receipts? I know. There's bad paper at those places, too. It's always very long. You're right.
But the price and the time I was here, and that's that. All right, you come out.
Yeah, like, exactly.
I swear to God, I left the store yesterday. I was folding it into like 8 pieces. I was like, all right, roll this up. Put it in my pocket here.
Exactly.
All right. So we were talking about the quarterbacks coming back. Drake May's back. For the Tar Heels, there was a lot of talk about him leaving and potentially transferring. He didn't. He's back, although UNC's a lot of players still left anyways. And the Ducks are pretty, you know, they had a couple of hits, but they're pretty much unscathed here. And I was talking earlier, Paul, about Coach Lanning. I like him. Coming from Georgia, they lost 3 games this year, but it's going to, you know, he's got to build this thing. To me, he's a much better coach than Cristobal. He's going to be able to bring in some talent from the South now as well with his Georgia roots. You saw he did a great job recruiting already. He did lose out to Moore. The star quarterback, Dante Moore out of Detroit, was committed to the Ducks, but at the last second he flipped to UCLA. That was a tough loss, but getting Bo Nix back is a big-time deal. Is this game going to be a pure track meet tonight, Paul, in your opinion?
Look, last game, North Carolina, and by the way, the guy that Oregon lost, which will affect the defense, is cornerback Gonzalez, who is their best player. If you look last game, a guy by the name of Cade Klubnik for Clemson went 20-24 to 279 versus
Tar Heels. He had to drive to the bowl game, that kid, this week. You see that? He couldn't get a plane to the Orange Bowl.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
So the quarterback at Clemson, yeah, that's a little thing to know. He couldn't get a plane to the game. He was with his family and stuff. Couldn't get a plane to the game. got in a car with his dad type of thing. His dad said, get in, old school, like a kid. 16-hour drive through snow in America and stuff to get there.
Wow, that's awesome.
Well, anyway.
Sorry, I just bring it up since you brought him up. Yeah, he's going to be playing on Friday. Yeah,
he proceeds to go 20 of 24 for 279, and prior to that had thrown 22 passes, completed 11. And now out of the lineup for North Carolina, you got three guys, Grimes, Duck, and I believe it's Kellogg. And they combined for, I think, eight
Grimes,
passes
Duck, and Kellogg. Wow.
Yeah, great name.
Grimes, Duck, and Kellogg.
18 passes defended out of a team that defended 42 total. So you got to figure their secondary, as bad as it is going to be far worse. An opportunity for Bo Nix to ring up some ridiculous yardage. I think he goes easily into the 300s. His number at 287, it's just too low. This guy should pass all day long, easy, no problem, up and down the field, and you're going to see some points here. Because May is no joke. I mean, this guy, and he'll exploit the absence of Gonzalez up and down the field, both teams, the number's high for a reason.
I'll tell you what, how about the team totals? 45.5, Cam. It's a lot of quacks. That's their team total. You got to get to 46 points to win the team total bet.
Wow.
Hey, by the way, 30.5. You know, I tell you how old I am. I remember the Holiday Bowl in 1980, the greatest Holiday Bowl ever. SMU and BYU, 46 to 45. I believe it was.
Was that the Steve Young game?
It was Jim McMahon. It was Jim McMahon and SMU. And it was like that put the Holiday Bowl on the map and kind of like.
BYU beat Michigan in the Holiday Bowl in that era too. They were in the Holiday Bowl a lot. Yeah,
they did. But people remember the Holiday Bowl, and since then, it's acknowledged as a very high-scoring bowl game, even though it's not always. But people think of the Holiday Bowl as just a track meet.
So you're old school. I like it. So you could tell us a story about having like five dimes on a Tangerine Bowl. You're like, oh, man, I had the Tangerine Bowl. Remember, so we had the Blue Bonnet Bowl. They were talking about the New Orleans Bowl, one of the games yesterday. The announcer brought it up. The guy said, he goes, I played in this stadium, and they called it the Blue Bonnet Bowl. He goes, I bet you don't know that. They had a Blue Bonnet Bowl. And the play-by-play guy didn't really know. He goes, come on, man, the Blue Bonnet Bowl. I think it was now the New Orleans Bowl. No, wasn't it? It's the Texas, whatever. It was one of the bowls yesterday, Cam. Which one?
In a Raisin Bowl?
It was the first Blue Bonnet Bowl was actually a Blue Bonnet Bowl. That's it.
You are correct.
Through the timeline, that's what it was. Yeah.
Blue Bonnet.
I played the Blue Bonnet Bowl.
Great spread.
I do not remember the Raisin Bowl, Cam. I do not remember the Raisin Bowl.
There was no
Raisin Bowl. That's old Bowl.
The Raisin Bowl was the, wasn't that the California Raisin guys? Remember they used to sing?
I think there was a Raisin Bowl in the 1950s, but the California Raisins.
What happened to those little guys? They used to be a thing.
Just like Max Headroom. They hit the bus. Yeah, them and Max Headroom were huge.
Should be timeless, the little California Raisins. I'd bring them back if I was state of California. Start pimping my raisins again. I think you're right, Cam. I think there was a Raisin Bowl in like the.
There was a Raisin Bowl. I know there was. I'm not crazy. And the Blue Bonnet Bowl, it was a margarine.
The Blue Bonnet Bowl was not named after the margarine.
What's it named after then? What's Blue Bonnet then? It's a margarine. It was a very popular margarine back in the day.
Bonnet. But in those days, they didn't have the sponsors and stuff for the bowl games.
Blue Bonnet margarine.
I'm telling you. It's like the racetrack in Montreal. The racetrack in Montreal used to be called Blue Bonnets.
Okay, but my point being is Blue Bonnet was the most popular flour and whatever. It was a cooking company back in like the 50s. I'm telling you, I'm not making this stuff up. I read, man, it's Blue Bonnet. Yeah, you go find out. I'm telling you, I'm right.
Blue Bonnet went into the 80s.
Cam's nailing this, though. The Raisin Bowl played between 1946 and 1949.
What I'm talking about. Yeah, the Raisin Bowl.
Not the California Raisin Bowl.
There was no
raisins.
Sponsors in a bowl game.
No, it's raisins. There's no what? Raisin.
Okay.
Sunmade.
You'd be throwing the champion.
Well, no. If you want, here's some real. All right, who won the first ever Raisin Bowl? Give me it. Who's the first winner? You'll never get it.
Is it okay? What conference? Can you give me a conference?
I don't even know. I don't know. Ohio Valley.
Ohio Valley. Oh, Missouri Valley. Oh, okay. Missouri
Drake.
State. Oh, Drake. The Drake. The Drake won Drake. The first Raisin Bowl. Drake
beat Fresno State 13-12. Then San Jose State beat Utah State 20-0. Pacific University beat Wichita State 26-14. Occidental beat Colorado A&M 21-20 in 1949. Yeah. And the last one played San Jose State beat Texas Tech 20-13. December the 31st, 1949. May the Raisin Bowl rest in peace.
Yes. I like it.
All right, piece of Americana, piece of history there. Nice. What about where was the Tangerine Bowl played?
That had to be Orlando.
It was. Was it Orlando?
It was in Florida. Yeah. Because they remember
Camping Citra World Stadium.
Yes.
All right. What happened to the Tangerine Bowl? All right. The Tangerine Bowl was first played in 1947 and was renamed the Citrus Bowl.
Yep.
In 1983. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Go back. Well, I guess, you know, tangerine, it comes across like it's too small next to the orange. Huh?
Yeah. Citrus is fine. That's all the fruits.
Yeah, but you can have another bowl as the citrus. That's the combination.
Yeah, you can. Yeah,
and why not an apple bowl? Like we said before, like if you can put it, if it fits in a bowl, candy bowl.
That's right. Almonds, raisins. Almonds are a great bowl.
There should
bowl,
be a cashew bowl. Item. There really should be a
cashew
bowl.
Bowl.
A cashew bowl.
Pistachio bowl. Cashews. Walnuts.
Gatorade buckets full of cashews. Yes. Damn, like
after. Yeah, walnuts.
The cashews are expensive. That's the high-end bowl game. You put Duke. Yeah, actually, Duke and Northwestern. Yeah, welcome to the cashew bowl.
Yeah, you have a goji berry. Like a goji berry. Those are expensive.
Yeah, those are really expensive. The cashews are actually reasonable.
So Paul's saying Bo Nix over passing yards tonight, 286.5. You got it. It's in that number, 288.5 or so right now. I like your style here, Paul. Will there be a score in the first 5.5 minutes of the football game? You say, hell yeah, there will be. You say there'll be points in the first 5.5 minutes of this Holiday Bowl tonight. And you also said there'll be a score in the first 6 minutes. Paul's not playing around, Cam. Like I said, double click. Yeah. Double click. Total rushing yards, Neil.
I got screwed last
night. Over 88.5.
I did get screwed last night. I had first 6 minutes on the Georgia Southern Buffalo, and they were driving, committed a penalty, and it was lights out. So they don't always work out, but you look for value. I think I got great value in the number here because you base it in large part on the game total, and you're expecting to get 17 points in the first quarter. You got to figure they're going to score some points in the first 6 minutes.
Paul Bovey, kick it with us. We'll get into his other picks as well. He's got some props for this football game tonight. We'll get his thoughts on the NFL, Ole Miss, and me and Cam will get into the NHL, NBA, and more.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I just love reminiscing. This is the only show that you're going to tune into where you're going to get picks for every sport and an argument about the Raisin Bowl.
Yeah.
And now you've learned that Drake even had a football team in the 40s and was
exactly.
good and won the Raisin Bowl and beat Fresno State.
Good for Drake.
Good for Drake. You don't care. That's amazing. Like they have to have the trophy and Drake on the campus.
Yeah.
1949 Raisin Bowl.
We're the Raisin Bowl
inaugural champs. 1946 champs. That's it.
You do
bring up good points, though. I think I'd like to see, like, now with all these sponsors, like a nuts or like company, it makes sense. Like, I agree with you. Like, it should fit into the bowl. That's one thing we've talked about.
You push
about
healthy
before,
eating,
like,
the tomato bowl.
Yeah.
You eat tomatoes.
I know, but you're right about cashews.
You got a potato bowl.
Yeah.
You got a
mixed
potato
nuts.
Bowl. You telling me you can't have a cashew bowl? A pistachio bowl? An almond bowl?
I got cashews and almonds in my bowls. That's what I do.
You know what there should be? There should be an M&M's bowl. I don't know why there's like M&M's. If I'm running M&M's,
that's
I'm
another
like, why
thing.
Don't we have a bowl game? M&M candy.
Or Skittles.
It writes itself. You're pouring it out after. It's great advertising. You get the little M&M
candy.
Guys at the game cam and stuff.
You're right.
There should be an M&M bowl.
Could give I agree, you guys 100%. Ideas. Yeah, these guys.
Bring back the
blue
gray game too. They pull
the blue
gray game on Christmas Day, baby.
They should bring it back.
They put the stickers on the helmets. All the guys that weren't in bowl games got invited to the blue gray game.
I used to love that stuff. You know, all the stickers and stuff. You're like, oh, why is that wearing this sticker? It was awesome, man. I love that stuff. You're right. They've ruined everything.
It was always on WPIX. It was on this off station, but you know.
I love WPIX. Excellent channel.
You knew you were a degenerate when you were watching, like on the UHF, exactly, Paul, like at your old school dial, channel U.
No, I
was channel U.
Yeah,
flicking around there.
You move the antenna. You hold it there, and oh wait, I could see it.
That's how I used to watch baseball as a kid. Red Sox on channel U, and then channel 22 on the U. UHF on
like
the U, and I
it was awesome.
And
we had my dad.
Around a bit.
He had one of these things that was mounted like a saucer, and you'd hit like a number.
Oh,
The tower would move to it to get
a
better beat
for
the baseball game. He's like, look at my router. I'm like, man, you'd watch the
younger
thing
people
move.
Don't know what they're talking about. I remember like watching Bills games in the old days, like hitting the top of the TV, son of a bitch.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Bang,
come on.
Bang. And like you're moving. Then you get all mad. You just hit the antenna. I don't know. You just hit it like, and then, oh, it works a little bit. And then, of course, the radio. You used to get any game anywhere on the radio. Okay, so let's keep this rolling here, Paul. So let's get into the Mississippi game tonight. So you're hitting the Bo Nix prop, passing yards to the over. Both quarterbacks are 2.5 touchdown passes tonight, but they're plus money. What do you think about that? You think these guys get the three TDs tonight?
I like Nix over the 2.5 at plus money. Yeah, I'd rather have two and lay, but, you know, maybe a little bit. I'll take the 2.5, but I like the yardage. I think this guy is just going to have a free roll against his secondary, and there's no reason to look outside of that. Like, I don't want to play individual receivers because you never know where the ball is going to go. So I'm very reluctant to do that. So I'm just going to stick with Nix, and I've got the over in the game, and that's it. I'll be good enough.
All right, I like how Paul breaks this stuff down because it's not just like from an offensive perspective. You like to take advantage of guys being out. If there's an impact player that's out today, Paul, I think the biggest guy actually is Tyree Wilson from Texas Tech. This kid's a monster, edge rusher, not playing, and understandably so. He's going to be like a top five pick in the NFL draft. You've got Ole Miss. Listen, I like this Mississippi team this year. I like Jackson Dart. I'm a big Kiffin guy. I like this team a lot. And the season went the way I thought it would, actually. Their schedule was manageable for the first 7 weeks. And at the back end, it was like an NFL schedule. It was like boom, boom, bang, bing, boom, like after another. The tough teams in the SEC, it caught up to them. They end up an 8-4 football team. But all things considering, there was a lot of chatter about Lane Kiffin leaving. He didn't leave. And for the most part, there's a couple of kids that aren't playing. Their defensive line took a little bit of a hit here and there with the Rebs. But, you know, pretty much the thing is with the total of this game, Paul, that's why your opinion, they like to run the football at Mississippi. They don't throw it as much as people think they do anymore. They do like to run it. They're good at it. Except Texas Tech can't stop anybody. What's your take on this game tonight? I think Mississippi are going to get it done. I think they're going to beat them. Although Texas Tech do have a tendency to play in close games, I like Ole Miss because Ole Miss are coming to play tonight.
Yeah, you brought up a good point about Wilson, and he did get hurt. He's going into the draft. I didn't have a play on this game. I looked at it. You've got the second-string quarterback for Texas Tech. I believe his name is Shao. He's in there. He played a few games. He played commendably. But I don't have a lot of confidence either way, so I'm just going to take a pass on this game. A lot of football coming up in the next few days, so there'll be other better opportunities. And I was heavy on these first three games with respect to props, So I don't mind taking a pass on the last one.
Okay, Paul, college football playoffs before we get into the NFL and get you out of here. Me and Cameron getting some NHL or if you got an NBA tonight or anything. But what do you think about NFL? Carr's been benched. His time is going to be done with the Raiders. Jared Stidham will be starting. We've got Thursday's kind of a train wreck game. You got the Bills and the Bengals, a great game on Monday. So let me ask you about that. And what about the college football playoffs? What are you doing with that? TCU, Michigan, Ohio State, Georgia.
You know what? I'm not sure what I'm doing with it. I'll probably play some props, but right now I'm just concentrating on what's in front of me, and I'll make that decision in the next few days. As far as the Bills go, they really need this game. This is the game that's going to put them in the driver's seat. And if they lose, they're going to take a backseat to Cincinnati. The Bills will be up against it, and they won't have a favorable road to get to the Super Bowl. So they need this game, and I feel they're going to actually win the game. Cincinnati just lost a key offensive lineman that they brought in from Dallas. Yeah, and that's going to be a big hit. Their blocking hasn't been great to begin with. They don't have a fantastic running game. And I believe with the chips on the line, Josh Allen's good on, and the Bills will resurrect and cement their season with home field advantage going into the playoffs, and they're going to win the football game.
Paul, anything tonight before we get you out of here? NBA?
Focused on
football?
I will side with the Lakers, take the 9 points. I don't think LeBron's going to sit out the second of back-to-back. This is a one-shot deal when he goes to Miami. It's only one time a year. And I think he'll play. Lakers are scoring $116 a game. The Heat score 108. So they're the team that can score points. And I just think it's too many at 9. I'm going to grab the points with the sad sack Lakers.
I can't believe this, but look at our projection, Cam. 4.2.
I know. Interesting. He likes the cover. It was 0 yesterday on the other game.
As you stated, Paul, LeBron James as well, you know, against Miami. Obviously, you have the history there. No love lost between him and Pat Riley either, right? You know, he's bringing it tonight.
Yeah. Big time.
Yeah.
Crazy to trust the Lakers, though, but getting a lot of points, I can't argue. I don't trust the Heat. It's more of a play against the Heat, to be honest.
I mean, 17-17 this year, they're definitely underperforming. How much better are they than the Lakers? And some of this has to do with the fact that the Lakers are in a second of back-to-back. But most of the guys logged between 28 to 31 minutes last night. So it's not as though they should be spent, and they should have something left in the tank to compete here, and I think they will.
Paul Bovey, happy new year, Paul. It's always a pleasure, my man. Great stuff, as always. Follow Paul on Twitter, at Paul Bovey. You can find him at various websites as well. And Paul's also posts some picks for the ponies on his Twitter account. May the winners be yours, Paul. Right. I'll see you online. Have a great New Year.
You too. You too, guys.
Great New Year's Eve. Thank you, Paul. Yep. Paul Bovey with us. All right, there's Paul Bovey. Thanks to Paul. Great insight, college football. Keep your eye on this. They just went to a break. It's 24-7. The scoring is slowed down in this game.
Slow down. It's Kansas's fault. Every time they get in the red zone, they turn it over. It's like 3 interceptions now. Like, they got to get it together here. Arkansas's defense is all over these guys right now.
I know. Here's some old school bowl highlights they're showing. I need Arkansas to score again, which I think they can. Yeah, 1964 Liberty Bowl. Utah beat West Virginia 32-6. They had some highlights. Looked like it was like 1926, not 66. I'll tell you that. That was some grainy footage. Arkansas on the 30-yard line right now of the Jayhawks, but it is 3rd and 5. They just dumped it off, and they're going to get the first down. So they're going to set up shop on the 20-yard line right now. There's 5 left. We'll see if they can convert here, make it 31-7, get it up to 38. Kansas won't quit, but as you stated, Cam, they turn the ball over every time they touch the ball.
They're really moving it too, Marantz. It's a real problem. Daniel's having a problem with the packages that Arkansas is putting together. It's like they're anticipating his throws. They did a good tape study by the Razorbacks. They figured it out because they're moving the ball, and then they can't get in. Once they get in the red zone, it's just turnover city.
I'll tell you what, Cam, I think this is almost a good segue, actually. I want to get to tonight's picks. Touchdown Hogs. I want to get to tonight's picks, but Touchdown Hogs. He just ran it in, 20-yard run. A.J. Green. It's a new A.J. Green. Not that A.J. Green. Like, A.J. Green didn't go back in time. He's not playing for Arkansas.
No, no, no.
Definitely not. Still 5 minutes left in the first. But something you just said, I brought this up actually, Kevin. We're talking about this, about TCU and Michigan. And I like TCU. I like what they did this year. I think they're a good team. I think they got legitimate players and all that. But the Big 12 is an offensive conference, bro. Same with Kansas, right? So you see Kansas are having a hard time. And Arkansas aren't even that good of a defensive team. And Arkansas are confusing the hell out of them. Mm-hmm. What do you think Michigan are going to do to, like, TCU? Like, a lot of stuff I think TCU are going to drop back. And you've just given Harbaugh a month to prepare for this. They're going to drop back. It seems like, oh, this isn't as easy. We're not playing Kansas now, right? We're not, you know what I mean? It's just not the same type of football, Cam, in the Big 12 as it is the Big 10. As far as, like, Michigan have a top five defense in football, bro. Like, their defense is nasty. It's good. They have NFL guys on it. Like, it's serious. I'm not saying TCU won't be able to move the ball. I'm just saying it's not going to be this easy thing for them like it normally is. It's going to be sputtered for them. Duggan's going to be running for his life, but I do think Duggan can make plays, Ken. I don't think Michigan are going to kill him or anything, but I think Michigan are going to be too much for them.
I agree with you 100%. Take a look at this. Wisconsin's one of their bottom feeders this year in the Big Ten, and they beat Oklahoma State. And Oklahoma State had touchdowns late in that game to make it look respectable.
That's the physicality of the Big Ten is real compared to the Big 12.
It's very real. That's why another thing is, I know we talked to Donnie Wrightside about this game. I like both teams in the Big Ten. I'm telling you, I think Ohio State gives Georgia all they can handle, too. I really believe Ohio State shows up. They have a second lease on life, too. You're playing with house money. I know what that's like when you're at the casino and you win that last hand on a double down, and now you're ready to go. It's like, okay, baby, it's on.
I'll tell you,
they're going to give Georgia everything they can handle.
Yeah, I've been talking to people. I spoke to someone, Mike Dettillier. He's going to be on tonight, actually, on Sports Rage. And he covers LSU, but a guy knows the SEC inside out. He thinks Ohio State can beat them, too. And it's strange to hear that. And you know what the word is, actually? Georgia, they could be get caught. I don't know, but looking ahead, I think Georgia's going to be fine, Cam. But word is Georgia are convinced they're playing Michigan. Like, they're almost like, yeah, there's going to be a rematch of last year, guys. Like, Michigan are coming for us. It's like, yeah, Ohio State are coming for you, too.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
And then you got to wonder, are Michigan thinking about Georgia too much? Or Michigan thinking, yeah, let's get this over with and get to Georgia, right? Because Michigan are obsessed. Like, to me, though, Michigan were in the same spot last year TCU were in, Kim. I think the experience, bro, of being back in this playoff back-to-back years will really help Michigan this time around.
I agree.
I think it'll be a big difference. Best bets on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. We're on the clock, literally and figuratively, in more ways than one.
Yes.
Best bets. But aren't we all, like Vin Scully said. He said, and he's listed as day-to-day, but aren't we all? And yes, that is true, Vin. May you rest in peace. All right, Cam, we'll get back to the bowl action. NHL hockey coming up here. We just have one 7 o'clock game. The Blue Blanc et Rouge, the Canadiens de Montréal, take on the Tampa Bay Lightning, a rematch of the Stanley Cup Finals that I was at from a couple of years ago. What I don't understand, Cam, why are the Lightning minus 400, but the Canadiens are plus 1.5, plus 118? Then how come I'm not getting 2.5? Like, I want more for, like, my buck here if the Lightning are 4-1 favorites. You know what I'm saying?
I couldn't agree more. I'm not laying 400 with Tampa. You want to give me Montreal at plus 2.5? I'm listening. I'm not listening at 1.5. Yeah.
What's the price for 2.5? Let's get that.
Yeah, and I like the over 5.5. I think I'm going to lean that way on the ice in that game. I think the over under, I think we can get 6 goals in this game. I think Montreal might, they might score a few tonight. Why not?
And the number's too high. I think the Canadians are a live little sprinkle, little play at plus 310, to be honest.
At Ottawa last night, buddy. Ottawa won outright as dogs last night. Look at our dogs last night in hockey. We're very, very good. I don't think Tampa Bay, you have more confidence laying 450 with a team like Carolina versus Chicago than Tampa over Montreal. Montreal will be motivated for this game.
It's minus 175, plus 2.5.
I thought it'd be about 50. That's a little bit rich.
Yeah, but this is good, Ken. The Lightning shouldn't be 3 puck favorites against anybody. The Canadians aren't the Blackhawks, bro.
No, they're not. Blackhawks are horrible.
And like you said, they don't like the Lightning. Like, they're going to show up tonight for this game. Doesn't mean they're going to win, but at least, like, you know what I mean? They're not. You've got guys on the team that lost the Stanley Cup to them. Give me the Canadians plus 2.5. Can't always be plus money. Canadians plus 2.5, Cam.
I'm going to take the over 5.5. Hope for the best in this hockey game.
What
I almost want to take
your battle
Montreal
your plus buddies?
1.5. What?
Paul
who
Piston and Paul Piston.
And Ollie Orlando?
Yeah.
Or Magic Mike.
Oscar
I don't
Orlando.
Know what to do.
Orlando.
I lean Detroit.